The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Good evening, good ladies and gentlemen. This is the Gathering Offering 2.0. This is July 14th, 2002. And I am an attempting servant to the Father, His Son, and His laws. And something I have never mentioned before. I am an attempting servant of all the good men and the good women. And I have waited and waited, wanted to say that. But if I cannot serve you, then I don't need to exist. If I can't bring you information that actually hurts, then I'm worthless. I am not here to be anybody's best friend. Yet I want to be your best friend. When a best friend walks up to you and says, you got a giant booger hanging out of your nose, that doesn't make you feel too good. But you know what? You get yourself a tissue and you clean your nose and then you feel better. And what your friend told you about your big booger in your nose, which hurts you because you don't know how long you've been walking around with that booger in your nose. And he hurts you right at that get-go. But then when you find out that that booger's gone, then you say thank you to your friend. Appreciate you telling me about that big booger in my nose. Well, we got a lot of boogers in our nose right now, ladies and gentlemen. And the question is, do you look at this as a negative, or do you look at this as a positive? To me, I completely and totally, as close as I can get to 100%, I think this is great. I am not a negative individual. The things that we're going through are required for us to go through. It's quite frustrating to sit there and say, you know, I see all these problems, and they amount to a lot more than a booger in my nose, but I have to change. That's me, that's you, the good men, the good ladies, the good women. They have to recognize that they have to do something. And what they have to do is determine what is what and how is how. Now, I didn't answer anything, did I? It's because each individual is, you can't sit there and say that every single good man will be able to take this step and the next step and the next step, you know, A, B, C, straight down the line. There are many individuals that A, B, and C, well, they just go, oh my God, they can't talk. They can't think. But they take a look and they say, guess what? I can do E. I can actually do E. I'm going to do E. Some people will not be able to do anything till they get to J, L, M, so forth. It is up to each of the good men and the good women to figure out what they can do. Now, what you can do are the first item, the very first item. You have to determine who is your boss, who is your creator. Do you want to be everything that your computer, that your maker, your creator, your everything wants you to be? You have to figure that out. And each step of the way hurts. If you've been doing something for 40 years and you had no repercussions, nobody jumped on you. Everybody said, oh, yeah, that's okay. That's okay. And then somebody comes along and says, guess what? The father's laws say you can't do that. Now, am I supposed to listen to a bunch of paid-off crooked politicians, to paid-off not politicians, but work for these paid-off politicians? Am I supposed to listen to them and do what they say? Or am I supposed to do what the Father in Heaven says to do? Now, that's easier said to say, well, I'm supposed to do what the Father said. But if you've been eating pork for 40 years in your life, and eating pork, and then some guy says, hey, it says right here in the law, you're not allowed to eat pork. Well, when that happened to me, I said, are you kidding me? What? Everybody eats pork. My mom, my dad, my grandparents, everybody, all my friends, everybody eats pork. But, you know, the Father's law says you can't eat no pork. So I said, wow, I can't eat pork. That's got to get out of my diet. No more. Well, that wasn't actually the first thing I did. I'll get to that in a second. But an amazing thing happened when I got rid of the pork. I had been eating one roll of Rolaid a day. You know, a whole roll. Plus, during a week, I would go through, when I was at home, another jar of Rolaids. A week. I was a Rolaid junkie. Four times, whatever happened to be quick to get. But after about 7 to 10 days of me quitting pork, I was down to one roll of Rolaids a day. And I said, look at this. I've cut my usage of Rolaids by 60%. I was very allergic, apparently, in my system to pork. Well, then a lady approached me, and she said, you haven't gotten rid of all your pork. I said, what? I haven't gotten anything for it. You got Jell-O? You got marshmallows? On and on and on. I said, I didn't know there was any pork in there. She said, are you blind? How come you didn't read the damn labels? It was a nice lady. She came up and, you know, I was actually saying, I got through eating. I'm not eating pork. She looked in my pantry and she said, you got here, 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 and here. I looked at the labels and I said, you're right. Down the garbage they go. Immediately. Now, I am under the impression that I don't eat any pork anymore. Maybe somehow they're changed name and then slipping in on them. But I got an immediate help just by that one item. Quit eating pork. But along that lines, you know, as soon as that worked, I said, well, what else can I not eat? Uh-oh. We're talking about fish. And I, all my life, caught fish, fresh fish. It was a normal, if it was once or twice a week, it was normal to go out and go catch some fish and have fish. But then I read that the fish, anything in the water, has to have fins and scales, be it saltwater or freshwater. I went, uh-oh, I'm eating catfish out of the freshwater. I'm eating dolphin, my mind. You know, the blue, green, and yellow type fish. Oh, they're just a lot of fun to catch, and they just taste fabulous. I got rid of all that stuff. Now, guess what? I'm down to, like, about one Rolaid pack a year. A year. I look at it and I say, I can't believe this. I've only had two in 4 months. Now, you can receive benefits, but in the meantime, you feel like a real ding-dong because you're going through your life because you choose to do what you did all your life. And I'm still doing some things I shouldn't be doing. I'm guarantee you that. Guarantee it. Haven't gotten all the steps. Quite frankly, I don't think that I have the ability to get to all the steps that need to be done. But you know what I can do? When I pray to the Father in heaven that it is His will that His only begotten Son praise my prayer to Him. And I do know that much. And that is one that you, the listener, can look up. Because if you're not praying to the Father correctly, let's say you're praying, well, I'm praying to God. The only begotten Son doesn't call Him God, He calls Him the Father. He tells you, call none Father, save He that is in heaven. Now, that is not an easy order to follow. Because all of your life, you've been indoctrinated, trained. Hey, my father is Billy Bob. Says it right here on my birth certificate. Well, in early Scotland, that would have been called Da, D-A. Your mother would have been called your Ma, M-A. Now that word morphed to Dad and to Mom. But you've got proof right in front of you on your birth certificate. Your father is Billy Bob. And you've always called him your father. Or your grandfather, you called him grandfather. Now, for some reason, I didn't have that problem. When I found out about the law, I said, well, you know, I actually didn't do that. Except when I was facing something like, you know, what is this on your birth certificate? Well, it says father, but he's my dad. I didn't call my grandpa grandfather ever. I called him grandpa. Same with my grandmother. I called her grandma. Always. And I said to myself, wow, I got lucky on that one. Somehow I did that one by accident. I didn't know that one when I was doing that. I got lucky. Maybe you got lucky on some other areas. But if you want to respond to any other authority in your life that tells you to do the opposite of what the Father in heaven tells you to do. Now, when I say tells you, he has the only begotten Son re-emphasize and explain various things that the two witnesses go through. And I said two witnesses. Well, Jeremiah, people called him the preacher. He was a witness. They wanted you to think of him as a preacher so that other people that call themselves preachers, you'd listen to them. Isaiah was a witness, one of the two. The two witnesses are always here. They go from one physical body to another physical body. They've been doing that for over 5,455 years. I can't come any closer than that. Now they're silent when they're young, and then as they get older, they speak. And that's when Jeremiah, Isaiah, of course, the very first one that I'm aware of was Enoch. And they report to you. They give you information. But if you don't read and study them, the two witnesses have done their job. And you have chosen not to do what the two smartest individuals on the planet at this time. No. Now, in the future, not too far future, there's going to be someone much smarter than the two witnesses. And that's going to be the only begotten Son. And he's going to show up with 144,000 in his army. And at that particular time, obviously, the two witnesses, if you study, will have been dead. They will die, and their dead bodies will lay in the streets of Jerusalem. And after that, there'll be all kinds of things going on. Everybody's going to call them bad. I call them extremely tough. Beyond imagination of extremely tough. I've won hell of a challenge. But if I happen to see those two witnesses with their dead bodies laying in the street in Jerusalem, I shall fall down on the ground. I shall get in a fetal position. And I shall cry, I shall beg, and I shall absolutely hate myself. Because the two witnesses have to stay alive until every single one of the people, men and women, that are going to make it to heaven this trip. So if I see that, I mean, I'll turn to jello, I'll turn to mud, I'll turn to manure. I'll turn into explosive diarrhea. Anything you want to talk about that we're allowed to use in that proper language on the RBN broadcast. The time is very short. And every single source of information that I look at, it is one catastrophe after another catastrophe of what's going on. And it's going to get worse. And guess what? I think that's a good thing. What? You think that's a good thing? Yes, I think it's a good thing. Because it's going to wake people up and they're going to figure out that everything they've been doing their entire life has been wrong. We're having a commercial break. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
For For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
By Sandy Steinbrock, and the title of it was A Letter of Warning from a Farmer. Food shortages are coming. Okay? Now, I'm going to touch base on this. The canned foods that we're eating right now, and much of our meat, especially the frozen, was all produced last year. And we're eating that food right now. That's the way the cycle is. Yes, I understand that some of the eggs, are taken and used in the cooking and processing position, but people do still get fresh eggs. And your fresh vegetables, things of that nature, yes, that's been grown this year or last year when you were eating it. But the vast majority of our food was made last year, and we're having shortages. If someone takes a look at what's going on right now, there is a major disaster going on in our country right now. It is so big that I can tell you unequivocally, I have never gone through or even imagined what we are going through right now. And I want you to think about that for a second. I'm a guy that at times has a big mouth, claims that he, I've studied this, I've done that, this, that, and the other. Studying something is not the same thing as going through it. And we've had some bad food shortages this year because of last year's crops were very insufficient, wasn't enough. And we are facing, beyond belief to me, a water shortage called rain. I never expected to live through as bad as what I am seeing. I certainly hope that you took a look at Sandy Steinbrock's YouTube message for you. That should be giving you some information. You should be able to say, you know, how much food do I have to make it every day? Well, for me, the absolute minimum is two cans of food, can of peaches, can of green tomatoes. I can make it on that, barely. I do have some additional things that I can add. That's something that people need to think about. Various powders, various herbs that are powders, things like that. There's a whole host of items that you can get that are very cheap. For example, onion powder. You would have to get dozens and dozens and dozens of onions, fresh onions, to equal one jar of just onion powder. Same is true with garlic, parsley, on and on and on. And you can add that to your food while it's cooking. How about cinnamon? How many people put cinnamon in 3 times a week into different food that they have? I really don't know anybody. And I could go on with a longer list of items. I'm not trying to be boring. But you can think. You can figure out what you do need. And that's why I'm wanting to try and help people. Because if you have nothing at all to eat, it gets rather just desperate real quickly. You can't go more than 3 days without water. So there's something you need to say. Where am I going to get my water if the electric shut off? How am I going to get water? Well, if the electric is shut off and you have to have a well and you have to have a generator and you happen to have some containers, you can turn that generator on and you can get a whole bunch of water in 5-10 minutes. Put it in containers. Of course, you don't use your toilet to take care of your necessity needs. You go outside and you do what the Father said. Father says, dig a hole. That's where you do your business, peeing and pooing, and you got that. You don't use that water to make your toilet work. All you use that water for is to be able to drink and to sort of clean up a little bit. That is going to be interesting. Bottom of the half-hour break, or bottom of the hour break, thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think I'm back. Having a little problems here with this brand new phone that I don't really know how to use. But anyway, Mike told me that Andy from Texas has called in. Are you there, Andy?
Yes, I am, sir. Hey, thanks for taking my call. No, you were mentioning the idea of starvation, people, and hunger and whatnot. Based on everything that's happened in our country thus far, you know, with the fertilizer being cut off, the trains owned by BlackRock and Vanguard, they cut off the fertilizer deposits. I mean, we had the fertilizer, but they wouldn't bring it. And they also wouldn't bring the grain to the ranchers and stuff. And all this stuff is going on right now. When you talk about starvation, how many people do you think are in destitute or at a verge of starving in America right now before the actual food crisis gets here?
I think the percentage is much higher than anybody will admit. Some people are coping, and I will use that term on myself. I am switching. The only type of beef that I have is ground beef. I don't have any other cuts of meat ever. I've eliminated all the chicken. I actually like chicken. So I have switched because if I didn't switch, I wouldn't have what I have to eat. So I'm in the process of switching. And if you wait to the last minute to do something, you probably will cut out an awful lot of learning experience of what you can and what you can't do. So I'm in what some people say, well, he's preparing. Yes, I am preparing because I think it's going to get really bad, beyond belief bad.
Well, hey, so I've been a homeless guy. I mean, I spent 8 years on the road with a backpack. I spent many, many, many nights hanging out in a homeless camp in various cities such as L.A. and Kansas City and St. Louis and whatnot as I traveled my ways. And they were already struggling for food. And now I see mucho commercials coming up on the TV asking for donations for food banks and stuff. So the supply and demand is kind of destroying. I actually think that we're in a terrible spot. I mean, Alex Jones always says when the first world suffers, the third world starves. Well, we're the first world, but our third world is the homeless people. And I'm really concerned because, you know, during the time that I spent with these homeless people, I met some very intriguing people, and I had to wonder why they weren't unemployed and whatnot. It all has to do with transportation. It all has to do with an address. It all has to, I mean, and these people don't have either of that. And so I'm concerned about the homeless people right now, and this is just the start of the iceberg. Think of the people who are barely making their bills. They're spending more on food and then probably foregoing their rent and hoping that the landlord will understand. And think of all this is going on, and this is just the beginning, my friend. It's going to get a hell of a lot worse, don't you think?
I think that you and I combined cannot come up with a high enough number that to say is going to be, there's going to be millions and millions without food. The war will be about food. Because when somebody is starving, they throw out all the morals that they may have learned during their life.
All right, and that's exactly where I wanted to go. You're exactly right. So the people who can't afford food, and I'm very close to that spot, but I'm not there yet. But those of us who cannot afford food, we're going to be desperate and whatnot, and that's going to kick off. I mean, they're trying to get a civil war between blacks and whites. They're trying to get a civil war between whatever they can to get a civil war going. But the ultimate, they got a fail-safe, because when food is scarce, people are going to get crazy, and we don't want to get to a point where people are actually eating people, but that could very well happen very soon, because we've already had a whole bunch of poor people throughout the entire, everything that our government has done has brought a whole bunch of people here. I don't care if you're a Donald Trump supporter, a Bush supporter, Obama, or you got Biden in your thing. We've always had oppression, and oppression has hit a lot of people. And we always want to think that these people that are homeless, they've got some sort of drug problem or what? No, they literally got kicked out of their house because they lost their job because of some replacement or some downsizing or something. A lot of people ended up homeless, including myself, because there just was nothing for us to do in our perspectives that we were at. And that's you can say that's a cop-out. Anybody can call out and say that's a cop-out. There's jobs everywhere. Certainly there is, but do you qualify for those jobs? And a lot of people don't qualify for them because they've been in one profession all their lives. They don't have any other skills and whatnot. So we're really facing a really detrimental problem here, and that is going to be the problem, because you got food, And the neighbors got food, and all these people got food in your neighborhood and stuff. Everybody's doing fine, even though we're going through a crisis. But the people who don't have food, they're going to want food. And there's going to be a difference between you got it and they don't have it. And they might come for you. But I would suggest that maybe they would go for the warehouses, the Walmart warehouses, or just do a grab and go kind of thing and run out the store or whatever. But we're going to get to this point. And I'd really like, I think people need to keep that in mind, because they're going to start seeing some stuff that just is not a characteristics of human beings, let alone an American. But we're going to be there, and we're being driven there by this entire Obama Association and their policies, which is not their policies. It's the global. We got to starve these people out. And Henry Kissinger is straight up front and said that, you know, he who controls the food controls the people. Well, they're controlling the food. They destroyed 96 or better plants of some sort of processing that would bring food to our shelves and stuff. They won't give us the fertilizer. They won't give us the grain. They won't do anything. These people, they own it all. BlackRock, Vanguard, and whatever the other guy is. They own it all, and they're not turning it back on. They're turning it off. This is going to get bad, my friend.
Oh, I totally agree with you, but I would also like to offer a couple thoughts for you, possibly. There's a song out there that says, "Country boy can't survive." Okay.
Yes, it is.
Now they do say that. You know, I'm not sure that's true for all country boys. Actually,
Hank Williams Jr.
I do know a lot of country people that are, you know, dumber than my left toenail. Okay, but if you get a small pine tree and you take off the outer layer of the flakeable, you know, side of it, and you get down to the soft stuff, you can take that and you can boil it. You can eat it. You can take the pine tree needles. Again, you get the new ones, and you can make yourself a tea out of that. And there are numerous other items that if you do your homework and you start understanding what you're talking about is going to happen, and you get yourself prepared and you learn this stuff, you go out and test it, you say, you know, I feel a little bit more confident about that. Now, do I feel confident about being able to keep most of the people that might be coming my way trying to take all my stuff? Yeah, because I'm way out in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And there's a long way they got to go to be robbing and stealing and taking everything everybody else before they get to me. But then again, I'm not that stupid, I don't think. You think I'm going to be sitting in my house having a nice day and everything? No, I'm going to be walking the woods. And when they step up anywhere close to me, they're going to find out what the number 86 means. Because it'll be all up. They're all going to have to learn. You're not going to come over here to a country boy that was born in the country, 35 miles west of Miami in a little bitty place called Sweetwater. And that's where I was born, in the middle of nowhere country.
Well, that's the big problem is that, I mean, these cities are just full of capacity. I mean, L.A.'s got, 12 million people? New York's got 12 million people. Miami's probably got somewhere near that neighborhood. These are all people that when they go to the store, the shelves will be empty. And if they don't go to the store and the shelves are empty, they go to the store and the prices are too high. And most people are living from week to week, you know. So, I mean, this is going to get real ugly if we can't get our and we can see that our spring crops did not get planted. So this fall is going to be a real wicked one. I don't know how many canned vegetables, how many everything that they got. We don't know what they got in reserve here. Do they have 3 years of this stuff? They have 2 years of this stuff? Or do they just go from year to year with the supplies of canned vegetables and whatnot that we all deserve? When we get to the bottom line is when all that stuff runs out, or they subsequently just stop supplying it to these stores for their own purpose, which is depopulation, as we can figure it out by now. If you can't figure it out by now, then you're probably not listening to the right shows and whatnot. But this is going to get really bad, and I just appreciate you bringing that up, and I really appreciate your show right now. You have a great night, okay?
One last thing, just to, if you don't mind, Andy.
Okay.
In the underground caves that are just south of Branson, and there are dozens of other underground caves, and to get a spot in there, you know, you have to pay a few million dollars to be able to get into that.
Wow.
But yes, they're there. I guarantee you. I have seen the films. I know people that have gone and bought that stuff. At one time, people approached me because of the level of money at one time I had, but I read what the book said. Easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man to go to heaven. They're thinking they can go underground, and they've got 5 years' supply of frozen foods. I mean, they've got gourmet food down there, okay? However, the good...
Yeah, the Ozarks.
It's not just the Ozarks. It's all around the country. They've got these caves. The good book says, and they shall be praying that the caves, the rocks, fall in on them. That's how bad they're going to be. They're going to get in real bad shape because they're going to find out it ain't going to work. And that's where all you rich are counting on going to their cave that they spent $1 million per individual. Husband, wife, two kids, okay, there's $4 million. Now, the numbers have varied. I mean, they're not all $1 million. Some of them are higher, okay? And that's nothing to them, okay? It's
exactly.
You know, when you've got billions of dollars,
yep.
to drop $1 million is nothing. I mean, it's like me dropping, you know, a $5 bill or a dollar bill. It's nothing, okay? And that's what people don't understand. The super rich are doing this because they're ordered by their master. Their master is Satan. That's their master.
Yes, it is. Hey, but you know what? I'll let you go with this. You know, the old saying used to be only the strong will survive. But in this world that we live in, only the rich will survive. Or at least have the best chance
of it. So the best of the best that follow the Father's law, they'll survive the long term. They'll get a spot and a job that the Father assigns them to do. And they will not have to worry about food when that happens because they're going to be dead and then they're going to be elevated to a new level of whatever job they're qualified for. And then
I like your spirit.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's invigorating to find out that all of this manure that is going on is going to be over. All I've got to do is remain loyal to the Father and stay tough and to follow what it says about how many to take out with my sword if they come for me. That's all I got to do.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
hey,
so,
you're spot on, Chief. All right, I'll let you go there. You have a good night, okay?
Thank you. Now, talking about the drought, I'm requesting that the listeners go find the United States drought map. There are more than one type of source of the drought map. I'm not going to tell you which one is the best or whatever because your opinion might be a little different. And I'm talking about the so-called lower 48 states. In the area that I am in, which is for my area, there's one little, I don't know, 50 square miles, if that, and that's a level 3. I'm in that right now. I have not ever seen the type of damage from a drought in my life at level 3 that I'm experiencing. I have had 1/20th of an inch of rain in just about 3 months. 1/20th. As a matter of fact, when it did rain, I actually use a stainless steel bowl for measuring. I went and I took a look at it. I said, well, that's about 1/20th of an inch. This is really hard to measure. I mean, but it ain't nothing. 4 hours later, it's completely gone. It had evaporated. Now, that's what's going on. There are 5 levels of drought. I can't even comprehend what levels 4 and 5 are going through. But I can tell you one thing. If they're anything like my pastures or anything like, I just have raised bed gardens now. I don't have a garden like I had in Arkansas or when I was in Florida and da-da-da. Okay? If I miss 2 days of watering on my raised bed products that are coming, they start to wilt. Now, the newer things, they have to have a little water morning and evening. Now, big farmers that don't have irrigation systems, they're gone. Their crops are burnt up. We've got a station break. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Just to stay alive. The heat is on.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I have a little hard time at the end of the music of hearing when it's exactly over. So if I'm stepping on something, well, I'm stepping on it. But my phone that I'm using is not exactly what I like. And yes, my phone and my internet were hit sometime Friday night by 6 o'clock Saturday morning. My phone was on, and my internet was still working, except that by Saturday afternoon, all of a sudden my email wouldn't work. YouTube, Craigslist, eBay, Firefox, you know, if I wanted to check on something like that, that was working, but my email shut down. About 45 minutes later, my computer shut down. The so-called companies that are working on this are, you know, they cannot figure out what's going on. Of course, we had a problem about 45 days ago with a phone system and some other stuff. And after they did all their stuff, I offered some information, got with their engineering people. They said, we didn't think of that. We got it back. Now the next step is got to try and educate them a little bit more. And they really don't take any appreciation when you're trying to help them, because they read from a script and they know what they're doing, except they don't know what's actually going on. And, you know, I appreciate their position. They're doing what they can, but they don't, they're not what you call free thinkers. So anyway, the drought in my area is so bad that I can't comprehend how ignorant, or whatever term you want to use, I live 20-minute drive to get to a paved road. Now, that paved road is about a mile and a quarter long before you can get to, like, an interstate-type road. So part of that is what you'd call it really in the country. And I watch people that are mowing their yards and their field, mostly their yards, mowing their yards down to the height of a golf course fairway. They are totally destroying because, hey, we mow every 2 weeks during this time of the year. And they're mowing. And they're mowing all brown grass. Now, after they do the brown grass, nothing comes up. But I am not kidding you. I'm not teasing you. There are places in town that have a contract with somebody. And I actually watched some guys yesterday, professionals. They mowed. Stop the hour break. Thank you.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.